Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, it's rare that my next guest and I are on News Talk here at the same time. Radio broadcaster Adrian Kennedy is a very familiar voice to the Lunchtime Live listeners. He's one of many who often fills in when I'm off. But rather than host the show today, Adrian is here to do what many of you do, which is get in touch, contact us, and share your story. Tell us about your personal experience. And Adrian is with us on the line today. And Adrian, I really appreciate you joining us on the show today because you had a recent diagnosis. Tell us about it, Adrian.
I was recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, I fell off the chair when the consultant told me. So this was after a long process of initially, I went to see a doctor about something completely unrelated, and he got bloods done, and he spotted a slightly elevated PSA level, which is a reading in your blood that relates to your prostate. And it doesn't always suggest that cancer is there, but it can be an indication. But anyway, through the jigs and the reels, I went to another consultant who sent me for a CAT scan, went for a biopsy, and eventually a couple of weeks ago, he told me in his office that I had prostate cancer and it was fairly aggressive. So that was a shock, as I'm sure you can imagine.
I'm sure you nearly came off the chair, Adrian.
Yeah, I did. Because I genuinely didn't expect that to be the outcome, because I'd read up, and eight times out of 10 with a raised PSA level, it can be something else. It's not always driven by cancer. Yeah, so it was caught by fluke. And one of the reasons that I decided on our podcast the other day to speak publicly about what I'd been through is to encourage men to get tested, to get checked, to get their bloods checked. Like I said, it was complete fluke that I happened to be getting blood tests. Had I not had that blood test, who knows what would have happened?
Because you initially, as you said, you went to the doctor initially with a sort of an unrelated complaint,
correct,
really.
Yeah. And I was getting bloods done for something totally unrelated. Yeah. And it was that doctor who spotted it, and he referred me on.
And the referral came.
And I'm very grateful to him for spotting it, because had I not had those bloods done, I'm the sort of person, like an awful lot of men, that wouldn't have bothered my arse going to get my PSA level checked. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I know an awful lot of men are the exact same. Just put it on the long finger. I'll deal with it next year. If I'd have left it till next year, God knows what would have happened.
What did happen? Like, what has happened? I know you've been here, you know, the odd days I've been off, you've been in here presenting Lunchtime Live. But in this period since you were last here, Adrian, you've obviously gone through a medical procedure at this stage.
Yeah, so when it comes to prostate cancer that is contained within the prostate, which they believed it was, you have two options. One is radiotherapy, and that's over a period of 5 or 6 weeks, every single day for 5 or 6 weeks. And what that basically does is it shrivels up your prostate gland. And then the other option is what I call the nuclear option, is surgery to remove the prostate. Now, I saw a couple of consultants, excuse me, and they're not allowed to tell you what to do. They just, you know, lay out your various options. And I was still confused, but one of the things that did come across was my age. Where it comes to prostate cancer, I'm a very young man. I'm only 57. And in the prostate cancer world, that's fairly young.
Yeah.
And when I pushed one of the consultants, he said, if you were in your 70s, we probably wouldn't do anything. And I said, but I keep hearing my age being mentioned. We questioned him and said, if I were your brother, what would you advise me to do? And he said, have the surgery. So I took that advice. And
you did that. And how did that go, Adrian?
That was Friday of last week.
Right.
So a week and a bit ago in Beaumont Hospital.
So it's very recent, Adrian.
Yes, only a week and a half. Yeah. And the surgery went well. It was actually, I was a nervous wreck going into the hospital, but it actually was smoother than I thought. Came out of the anesthetic, no problems. Was in a fair bit of pain, but the operation itself is done by keyhole surgery, which is miraculous. Yeah. It's a robot. It's a robot that actually does it. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be, let's put it that way. And a week and a half later, I'm still uncomfortable. Not in pain as such, but uncomfortable. But I'm on the mend, and in 4 or 5 weeks, I'll be back with the consultant to hopefully get the all clear, because he seemed fairly confident that he got it all.
Oh, God.
In that it hadn't spread outside my prostate.
Do you know at this stage, like, is it likely that there would be follow-up treatment then as well, Adrian, with this, or do you find that out in a couple of weeks?
So what I have to do, the next time I visit the consultant, which is at the start of July, I have to get bloods done before that, and he's looking at the PSA level. And my understanding is if the PSA level is zero, then we're good to go. Then that's the all clear, basically.
Yeah.
That's my understanding of it now.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, it's as good as it gets. So, like I said, I have to meet the consultant that started July with bloods, and hopefully, but he seemed confident the day of the surgery that he'd got it all. So hopefully there'll be nothing else, and that'll be the end of that. Fingers crossed.
Back to business. It must be a weird feeling, Adrian, for you, in that, like, no more than myself, you often sit here day in, day out, and you listen to people's stories and the heartache, you know, and the hardship that they go through. And then you're in that seat and you're listening and getting news like that, like you did.
I thought long and hard about whether I was going. Before the surgery, very few people knew, only very close people knew that I was going in for surgery. Afterwards, when a week later, when I realized, actually, I'm getting over this, this is not as bad as I expected, I made a conscious decision then to speak openly about it, because of how fluky it was that this was found in me. Because, like I said, I'm the sort of person that would just put it on the long finger and would never have gotten blood tests, only for I happened to be getting blood tests for something else. So I really want to encourage any man in their 40s or 50s to just get a blood test and get their PSA level checked. And 99 times out of 100, there'd be nothing there, but just get checked. And in fact, only today I heard of another man who has an elevated PSA level. One of our listeners to our podcast contacted me yesterday to say that he had gone to get his PSA checked. So that's really all I want to try and do, to try and encourage men, because we're awful brats when it comes to looking after our health. And I'm a classic example.
Yeah, well, I'd know you well enough to know that you don't say that lightly. Like, I mean, I can well imagine, Adrian, that you probably wouldn't have gone to, you know, to the GP to do the routine checkup. And yet you'd have heard so many people over the years probably tell you the very same story. So I know you're genuine when you say that. And I know it's not an easy thing to share your personal life with the nation either. Like, it's not easy. So I think it's a pragmatic thing to do.
And like I said, I thought long and hard about it beforehand. And I'm glad now. I really am glad, actually, from looking at some of the feedback that I've gotten from men, particularly saying, thanks, you've given me the nudge that I need. I'll go and get it checked. Just deal with it, basically. Yeah.
Because did I read in some of the transcripts from the podcast that, you know, you were kind of nearly a bit reluctant because you had thought there were maybe others over the years that were quick to talk about their diagnosis for other reasons.
For commercial reasons in some cases. That's not why I decided to speak. I decided to speak because it's something that needs to be talked about. Men's health needs to be talked about much more than it is. And if I can kickstart that conversation, I don't want to become known as the fellow with the prostate cancer.
I know, I know.
I agreed to do this interview, and that's really it.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
From this point on, that's it. But I just wanted to get it across to men to get their prostate PSA level checked.
I think it's a great service you've done, Adrian, today. Because I know many people who'd listen to you over the years and, you know, would know what you're like and your personality and would well believe that you might never have gone and got checked. But, you know, it's a good message to get out there to encourage other people, and particularly men, to go and get that NCT. Sure, we do with the car every year, so why not ourselves?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, had it not been found, I wouldn't have gone for any sort of a check until the cancer probably had spread somewhere. And that's really... that's the danger. So,
how's the family, Adrian? I'm sure they got an awful lot.
Yeah, they all did.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, everybody, my wife, my kids, everybody just was... because it's just that word. Everybody is terrified of the word cancer. And I am as well. And that day in the doctor's clinic, when he said the word, honestly, it was a horrible feeling. But I'm being much more optimistic now. I hope that it has been caught on time. Went for the nuclear option of removing the prostate and now just recovery. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, look, I really appreciate, Adrian, you taking the time today, because, as I said, you only had the surgery, you know, less than 2 weeks ago. So I appreciate your time today here on Lunchtime Live. And look
and
after
and
yourself.
And I'll be back on News Talk next Monday.
Brilliant. Well, great. Well, look, we look forward to hearing you then, Adrian. Look, in the meantime, mind yourself and rest up and stop working for a few days now. Chill out.
Thanks, Andrew.
Take care, Adrian.
Bye-bye.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.